Massachusetts has announced grants to 56 communities to help municipal, school, and water districts embrace clean energy. Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido toured municipal buildings in Dalton, Middlefield, and Williamsburg Thursday to learn about projects made possible by the town's participation in the state's Green Communities program.
And to learn about the savings that are achieved from incorporating these efficiencies into your buildings. It takes effort. So to the Green Community, to the selectmen for developing the policy here and adopting it, it takes effort to become a Green Community. And now you are receiving the benefits from all of that hard work.
Pulido says that helps reduce energy consumption, costs, and pollution, and create renewable energy alternatives, leading to more jobs. The Republican was joined by State Department of Energy Resources Commissioner Judith Judson.
It really takes the work of the community to make it happen.
Pulido announced Dalton, east of Pittsfield in Berkshire County, would receive $12,500 of the $661,000 in Municipal Energy Technical Assistance funding granted to 56 communities statewide. Pittsfield, North Adams, Northampton, and Springfield also received $12,500 apiece. Pulido says municipalities use the money to help fund planning studies for solar arrays and improving drinking water and wastewater facilities.
The boiler or lighting or some renewable energy sources.
Inside the Dalton Senior Center, town manager Ken Walto showed Pulido how previous aid has impacted the town. The town upgraded the center's heating and cooling system.
We're going to update the HVAC controls, the so-called building automation system.
That could cost up to $20,000.
So the next on deck is the town hall. It's 125 years old. It's in serious need of insulation in the upper stories. Then following that, we want to replace the boilers with the most fuel-efficient boilers that we can find.
Dalton is also looking at switching all of the town's lighting to LED. It has already invested in two new hybrid vehicles for the town, complete with a charging station outside the senior center. Another way to get state funding for clean energy is by joining the Best Practices Compact, which 299 communities have signed.
Dalton is...
We'll be the 300th.
Okay, you're going to be coming next, and I have some paperwork for you.
Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.